So today is the celebration of the presentation of Jesus. It's also called the purification of Mary, Jesus' mother. Today's celebration is not really well known today. It's an old celebration in the church, goes way back to Bible times, and it calls for some explanation from the Bible.
今日是庆祝耶稣庆典的日子, 亦被称为圣母玛利亚正洁日。 这个节日可能对现代人来讲不是太熟悉，其实在一个历史悠久的教会传统可以追踪到几个世纪之前。虽然今日这个庆典较少被提及，我们仍然可以从圣经中寻找到它的意义。
In the Old Testament book of Exodus, chapter 13, the Lord says to Moses to consecrate to me, the Lord, all of the firstborn. Whatever is first to open the womb of the people of Israel, whether of man or of beast, of people or of animals, the text says belongs to the Lord.
人中你要把所有投生的都分别为圣归我，无论是人或畜生，凡是投生的都是我的。In
the Old Testament book of Leviticus, chapter 12, not a real well-known book, Leviticus, probably not one we've opened in a while, but it says this, that when the days of purifying are completed, whether for a son or for a daughter, she shall, the mother, bring to the priest at the entrance of the tent of meeting a lamb, 1 year old for a burnt offering, or a pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering. They shall offer it before the Lord to make atonement.
在旧约利未记第十二章提到，不论他生男生女。 洁净期满后，要预备一只一岁的羊羔作燔祭，一只红鸭或斑鸠作赎罪祭，会带到门口交俾祭司，祭司要在耶和华面前献祭，为他赎罪，他就洁净了。这是有关产妇的条例。
It goes on to say in Leviticus chapter 12 that if the mother cannot afford a lamb, she shall offer 2 turtle doves or 2 pigeons for the sin offering. The priest shall make atonement for her and she shall be clean.
她若买不起一只羊羔，就要取两只斑鸠或两只红鸽，一只作燔祭，一只作
That's the biblical background to today. According to the Old Testament, every firstborn male is to be consecrated or dedicated to the Lord. According to the law of Moses, the mother of the child is to offer a lamb as sacrifice to God for forgiveness. If the couple, the mother and father, cannot afford a lamb, they can offer 2 pigeons as sacrifices to God.
就喺今日嘅圣经背景，根据旧约，每个长子嘅男性都应该被奉献俾主。根据摩西律法，孩子的母亲要把一只羔羊作为祭品献给上帝，以求得到宽恕。
So following the law of Moses and the commands of God, Mary and Joseph, as good parents, go to the temple in Jerusalem. It's 30-some days after the birth of Jesus, the firstborn son of Mary. That's why we celebrate this event today, 30-some days after Christmas and the birth of the firstborn son, Jesus. The celebration of the presentation of Jesus, the purification of Mary the mother.
按照摩西, 律法和上帝的命令，玛利亚和约瑟在耶稣 生日后的第三十日，他带着耶稣去耶路撒冷圣殿，这个是因为根据律法，头生的男丁要奉献给主，而产妇亦需要进行正洁正礼。就是这个原因，我们今天庆祝这个节日，刚好圣诞节后的一个月多，纪念被呈上给上帝，同时记住玛利亚完成正洁的礼仪。
Mary and Joseph, we hear in Luke's Gospel, they offer two pigeons as sacrifices to the Lord. This means that Mary and Joseph cannot afford a lamb. They could even sponsor our coffee hour. Mary and Joseph would never afford that. Actually, they can only afford two pigeons, like going outside, taking a pigeon, giving it to God. You know, pigeons. New Yorkers, we know something about pigeons. I don't like pigeons. They make a mess. Pigeons, rats of the sky. Pigeons like pennies. Pigeons, cheap. Pigeons, nothing. That's what they give to God. Pigeons.
其实玛利亚和约瑟奉献的只有两只白鸽做祭品。根据摩西律法，穷人就可以这样做。虽然在纽约啲白鸽好似天空老鼠咁样，但系喺圣经入边，白鸽系纯洁同埋谦卑嘅象征。呢、这个都系提醒我哋，奉献唔一定要有好多钱，最重要嘅系用真心嘅去做。
Jesus is presented before the Lord with pigeons as a requirement of the law. It's what God requires. Mary and Joseph must buy even pigeons, sacrifice them at the temple as the law, or what God requires of them.
玛利亚和约瑟在圣殿买了白鸽，根据律法献祭，因为这个是神的要求。耶稣在圣殿被呈现，表示按照神的计划来到这个世界。其实这个行动不单只是仪式，而是表达神的信任和顺服。
So this recently hit home with me. I was working with students on writing devotions, and one pair of students presented a devotion on the Christmas story, Luke chapter 2. The devotion was on the Christmas story, but it started out to be all about taxes, all about law.
我最近同学生一起写灵修，其中一对学生拣咗路加福音第二章，写关于圣诞嘅故事灵修。佢哋灵修嘅唔单止讲圣诞嘅喜乐，而是由税收开始讲起，关于法律，关于要求。因为耶稣降临嗰阵，约瑟同玛利亚都是因为罗马政府的登记命令，被迫由拿撒勒行到伯利恒。这个行程不是出于自愿，而是因为法律的要求。
So remember these details, right, from Luke chapter 2. It's the first Christmas story. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered or taxed. All went to be taxed or registered, each to his own town. Joseph goes up from Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem because he was of the house of lineage of David with Mary, his very pregnant wife.
路加福音第二章开头讲的是凯撒奥古斯丁都发布了一个命令，要全世界的人去登记。这个命令令到约瑟和玛利亚由家乡拿撒勒行到伯利恒，因为约瑟是大卫的家族， 后裔，而伯利恒就是大卫的故乡。当其时玛利亚已经怀有新人，这个安排就是神的计划，让耶稣诞生在预言中指定的地方。
So Joseph and a very pregnant Mary, right, are forced to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem. That's a long way on foot as law, as taxes, what the government requires. It says in Romans chapter 13, we're to pay our taxes. Usually, I hear the events anyway of Luke chapter 2, that Christmas story, at Christmas. It's fun, it's happy, festive and happy. But here, listening to it again, I hear the start of tax season.
约瑟同怀孕的玛利亚要根据政府的要求由拿撒勒行到伯利恒。这个行程不是他们选择，而是因为法律的规定。正如罗马书十三章所讲，信徒要遵守当时的政府法律，包括征税。耶稣的降生依然带来喜乐和希望，因为他是为了拯救世人而来的。
I heard that devotion again differently. I've heard that reading many, many years, but to hear it after Christmas during tax time, well, that's the start of paying bills. It's not the Christmas season, but tax season or following the law, paying taxes, law talk.
我们将这个情形和今天的报税季节相比，会觉得好像圣诞故事不单只是一个快乐的开始，还是一个需要履行义务和遵守法律的时刻。报税季节反而可以帮助我们了解更多圣诞节的深层意义。
You know, it struck me that that's probably how Mary and Joseph experienced it, all about taxes and requirements and sacrifices and struggles to the government, to the Lord in Bethlehem, in our reading today in the Temple of Jerusalem. It's all law talk. And for poor parents like Mary and Joseph, who had to travel from their home in Nazareth to Bethlehem for taxes and now to Jerusalem from Nazareth for dedication, so many miles, so many bills to pay. It's really all about the law.
简单地讲，第一次圣诞节其实和法律规矩要求和牺牲有关。玛利亚和约瑟本身已经不是很有钱，因为政府规定他们要由拿撒勒走大条路去伯利恒报名登记和交税，之后还要再去耶路撒冷献祭。圣诞节在他们身上不是什么开心轻松的节目，而是很多责任、压力和付出。就算几辛苦，他们都选择听神的话，按住神的计划而行。这个就是真正的顺服和奉献。
Well, look, Christmas is over. You know, tax time is here. It's time to pay those taxes. Time to add them up. Time of reckoning. Payment time! The law does that, doesn't it? The law, it's one thing to pay taxes. It's another thing for the law of the Lord. More payment, more requirements.
是啦，圣诞节完咗，而家就到报税季节，清算嘅时候。法律时间、付款时间又要面对规矩和要求，法律要求越多，牺牲的越大，钱又要给多些，压力就是跟着来了。
You know, as Christians, the Bible says clearly, we all know by experience, we have something called a conscience. We have the law of God written on our hearts. We also have the Ten Commandments.The will and law of God, which says love God first and love the person next to you even more than yourself. The law demands this dedication. It requires it, presenting ourselves completely to God and to others.
作为基督徒，我们内心知道主的律法 十诫就在我们生活引起指引。上帝的律法首先要我们去爱上帝，将自己拥有的一切献给他，同时亦要爱人如己。这个律法要求的奉献不单只是物质，而是将自己完全交给上帝和服侍他人，就好像玛利亚和约瑟那样，他们有限的资源都尽心地去回应神的呼召。这种爱和奉献是无条件的，超越了法律和规矩，是一种源自于心底的顺服和爱。
Here's the law talk, right? Just work harder. You need to work harder. Be better. Law talk. And then what comes next usually? A feeling of, we'll never make it. I try and I'm tired. I can't even think about God for more than a minute and thinking about something else. Make a sacrifice to God, the law says. But then you wonder whether that sacrifice is really enough. I mean, Mary and Joseph only had pigeons, and we have so much more than pigeons, and we don't even give that. A reality check. The law of God is never satisfied. It always wants more. It demands more. It demands perfection.
法律总是有要求，永远要你做得更多更好，从来都不会满足。你努力守规矩，尽力奉献，内心可能仲咁谂，够唔够呢？就算玛利亚同约瑟，佢哋只系奉献两只白鸽，而我哋可能连白鸽都冇。问题系法律唔系因为你穷要俾少啲，佢只要继续逼住你，要你完美，你要俾更多。如果只是靠法律，我们永远都做不到好够好，因为法律不会停，要求永远都是不断地要求多一点又多一点。我们其实需要的不是更加努力去满足法律，而是另一种恩典，一种超越法律带来真正释放和平安的恩典。
There's a really old guy in our gospel reading. He sort of comes from the back row there. He's in the temple in Jerusalem. His name is Simeon. He's a good man. He comes to the temple, Luke tells us, he's waiting for consolation. He's waiting for the fulfillment of the law of God. Just think of how many times those old eyes Simeon had seen young couples like Mary and Joseph come to the temple to offer a sacrifice for the law. Come all that way to offer a sacrifice to God, to dedicate their children to God. All that dedication and law that he had seen over many, many years.
在福音书的里面，有一位年纪很大的人，他就是 Simon。他成日在耶路撒冷圣殿里面等着神的安慰，等着神的应许实现。想想 Simon 的老眼睛里面，一生他不知道见过几多好像玛利亚和约瑟那样的年轻夫妇，带着自己刚刚出世的小朋友千里迢迢地来到圣殿献祭。他们不单止是献祭，而是将自己的孩子交给神，跟足律法，尽心尽力地去奉献。 Simon 等着这个不单止是律法，而是律法之外更大盼望的是真正的神的救赎。
Simeon takes up the child in his arms to do as the law requires, right? And Simeon sees something that's totally new. He sees gospel or good news, not law. And he says, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your words. My eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all people.
正如路加所讲, 西门照着法律的习惯抱起小小的耶稣, 他说, 主啊, 现在你照着你的应许, 让我可以平安离开了, 因为我亲眼见到你的救恩, 就是你为万民所预备的。 西门等了一世, 终于见到真正的应许, 不单止是律法, 而是救恩, 是所有人的希望。 对于他来讲, 这一刻已经足够, 因为他知道神的计划已经实现。
Jesus is presented to the old and weary eyes of Simeon as the Savior of the world. Jesus, right, for old and the weary? He's for all the triers and the failures, for the tired, the teary, for the mighty, the nobodies. He's presented as Savior, the one who keeps the law, the one who's presented as the keeper of the law for you and for me.
在西门面对苍老又疲倦的眼睛里面，他看到不是只是一个婴儿，而是世界的救世主，耶稣为年老和疲倦的人而来，耶稣为伤心流泪的人而来，耶稣为经历过失败和
The celebration today is just that we remember that Jesus is given as the purification, the presentation for our sin. Jesus is our sacrifice for sin and death. He gives his life for our life. He's born and dies and rises to save us. And now through Jesus, right, we see through Jesus laws and regulations of God in a different way, don't we? Yes, the law still stands. Yes, we pay our taxes. Yes, we are good to one another and to strangers. Yes, we are. But we are not employees of God. We are children of God, like Jesus the child who gives his life for our life. Children, the Bible says, of a house of grace. Children born not of flesh and blood, but of the will of God to save the world, the power of God, heirs of eternal life.
他来到这个世界为我们带来罪的洁净，耶稣就是那个为我们献上的祭品，他用他自己的生命换取我们的生命，他出生死亡复活，为要拯救我们。现在我们对法律和有什么不同的看法， 法律依然存在，我们仍然要纳税，仍然将我们自己家人和其他人一起这样去献给上帝。现在我们不再是奴仆的身份去遵守，而是以上帝是我们是上帝的儿女的身份去跟随他。 我们不是被法律的限制，而是靠神的恩典而得到新生命。这个生命不是靠血统，不是靠人的意愿，亦不是靠法律，而是靠神的力量，给我们重新成为他真正的儿女。
If we feel sometimes like an employee with God, you know, there may be something wrong. Really wrong in how we see the proper perspective of God's love for us in Jesus. We're children of God. God is our heavenly and loving Father. We inherit eternal life as a gift. We are God's sons and daughters in God's Son Jesus. We have forgiveness of sins, life and salvation, all ours as children of God. God loves us dearly as his children. We always have a home with God our Father, Jesus, who's with us now and always.
如果你觉得自己是上帝的雇员，那你就会觉得要不断地去做事，达到标准，才可以被上帝接受。其实我们不是上帝的雇员，我们是他的子女，上帝不是老板，是我们天上慈爱的老爸父，因为耶稣上帝的儿子。 我们可以承受永生，作为上帝的子女，我们得到罪的赦免，有新的生命，还有救赎。上帝爱我们，就好似爸爸赐自己的子女一样，无论怎样，不会离开我们。我们永远都在父身边，耶稣现在永远陪着我们一起前进。
Yeah, we still live in a world of laws and regulations, but we live in Christ who keeps the law for us, who directs us in his grace to do that as well as best as we are able as his children by his grace and strength. This means that we live life and approach the law of God as opportunities not to save ourselves, but to point to Christ.
我们现在生活在一个充满法律和规矩的世界，我们的生命是在耶稣基督里面，他已经为我们遵守所有律法和要求，我们跟随基督就好像是他的子女那样生活，不是靠自己，而是凭着上帝的恩典和力量去遵守他的
You know, in a dishonest world, being honest for Jesus and for others does make a difference. I've heard it repeatedly in my ministry, how others see that in us. Being dedicated for Jesus and for others at work and home, it makes a difference. It witnesses to the goodness of Jesus. It's actually not that complicated, but it is persistent. And we don't do the right thing to save ourselves. That's what Jesus is presented for. We do the right thing for God and for others to point, right, to the power of Jesus, who fulfills that law of God perfectly.
在一个不诚实的世界里面，对耶稣和对人的诚实真是有很大的区别。在工作和家庭中，将自己献给耶稣和他人，真是可以带来改变，亦会成为见证，显示耶稣的善良。我们不是为了拯救自己而做真正确的事情，而是为了上帝和其他人做正确的事情，并且通过我们的行为，
You know, hearing that Christmas devotion during tax season, it really made me think differently about following God, right? The whole Christmas story, the presentation of Jesus. We don't follow the law for our salvation, to make a grade with God, to be better than others. Jesus is our salvation. He's our Lord and Savior. He's the one who fulfills the law and points us to himself.
现在真正的报税季节来了，听到他们分享圣诞的故事灵修，令我反思，想想怎样跟随上帝，以不同的方式去持守律法。我们遵守律法不是为了得救， 亦不是为了在神面前拿高分。耶稣是我们的救恩，亦是我们的主和救世主。他是唯一完全履行上帝律法的人。
You know, we follow, we keep God's law as best as we are able for Jesus' sake. to witness to Jesus in our lives as the law-keeper Savior, our strength as children of God, heirs of eternal life in Jesus the Son.
为了耶稣的缘故，我们遵守上帝的律法，并且活出祂的教导。耶稣不单止是保守法者，祂还是我们救世主和带来力量的源头。在祂里面，我们是上帝的孩子，由圣父耶稣赐予永生。
You know, it's one thing to approach tax season with a little humor, humility, and peace in Jesus. It's another thing to live each day, though, right? With our family, with our co-workers, with our friends, by doing what is right. To keep God's law, to love God and one another as best as we can. To do what is right for God and for others. To point to the right one, the one who's always right for every need, Jesus. You know, today we celebrate the presentation of Jesus. He's for us. And the presentation of Jesus, who works through us.
在报税季节提醒我们耶稣入面的谦卑和平安，这件事很重要。更重要的是我们每天怎样过生活，和家人、同事、朋友相处。 是否活出耶稣的爱，透过做对做事，不是因为律法要求，而是因为我们爱神、爱人，遵守神的律法，不是为了自我救赎，而是为了指向真正拯救我们的那一位耶稣。今天我们庆祝耶稣为我们呈现。 同时，我们要透过自己的生命向世界呈现耶稣。阿门。